Rinpoche asks us to develop, like before, the Mahayana attitude. The Mahayana attitude, that one of bodhicitta.
Danyamita Purimpoche song, Tharparimpoche jinle madabhikhe balla. Se no jinjikti madabhikhe sainte, ta tereng nang ju jisimche madabhikhe.
From the book of Gampopa, which is called The Jewel Ornament of Liberation, we are here talking about the chapter of impermanence. Rinpoche already finished to explain the impermanence of the outer vessel, the world, and will continue to explain today the impermanence of the inner content.
Rang matapada yin matapanile tambo yin matapada rang matapanile tambo yin matapane simjin yina matapatone do kan zokan zumi kante kam somji simjin tamje takba mainde papa jacher robale sisom mata
So now the impermanence, the second point, the impermanence of the inner content, sentient beings. This impermanence is also divided into two chapters. The first chapter is the impermanence of others, namely of other sentient beings, and the second one is the impermanence of oneself. So the first one, the impermanence of other sentient beings. All sentient beings of the three realms are impermanent. The three realms are the desire realm, the form realm, and the formless realm. So all sentient beings of these three realms are impermanent. As it is stated in the Lalita Vistara, where it says, the three existences are impermanent, like a cloud in the sky. Here it says three existences, that means those beings who exist below the world, on the world, and above, or below the earth, on the earth, and above the earth. Below the earth, these are the Nagas, above the earth are the humans, and no, on the earth are the humans, and above the earth are the gods. So this is called sisum, the three types of existences. So these three types of existences are impermanent, like a cloud in the sky, or like clouds in the sky. Clouds in the sky always change, they are never the same. Each moment they are different. And the same is with sentient beings. They always change, each moment they change, each moment they are different. And if we take sentient beings to be permanent, then this is the cause that we will suffer. So therefore, we should meditate on the impermanence of sentient beings.
Tene sepa somche simchin tamche ten dan drava matabarangin bati se na dayam matabarangin re dravo yang ta da dravo se ne dege maren jondogre nyiyang matabare ta da nyin se ne dege maren jondogre tene dejin de simchin tamche tene namkha ten jin de jorba zondogre jorba zond jorba zogo yore te zob chote yang ni yang do sam go bodo rang ta zin ji khen bang go bu che
As it says here, all the sentient beings of the three existences are as impermanent as the clouds in the sky. So this includes our enemies. Our enemies are also impermanent. They change. Our concept of an enemy will change as well. It also includes our friends. Our friends are also impermanent. Friends change. It talks about all sentient beings. All sentient beings are impermanent as the clouds in the sky. This is obvious, but we have to think about it again and again. Thinking about it again and again will reverse our clinging or our attachment to sentient beings as being permanent.
The name Matapa Wangdo Sen and Data Nin Tamje Matapa Rangin to Nyambanir Hangdo Nyambare Matapa Rangin to Nyambare.
Since all friends and enemies have the nature of being impermanent, in that they have both the same nature of being impermanent, they are equality.
Tha rang mata pane dani chang, dani chang, rani chang, rang yang. Doiwang mite, tad doipa wangcha yamare. Rang la, longba, sacha, khangba, rabo doisi yeche yona yang, tela jyun rangbo doya ka wangcha yamare. Doiwang mite, wangcha maipate nipa yamare. Roko pa yino, ten ten roko re. Deyang rangjui la rangjui la takpa tang. Rangjui la takpa, rang sem la takpa tang. Rang lu sem la takpa tang, yin sem jin la jarwa, nyi su hi par sa wu. Ya. Tung 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 sen ya.
Now the second point, the impermanence of oneself. It says here, also, oneself cannot always abide. One definitely has to go. So here talks about oneself, I myself. I don't have the ability to always abide. Rinpoche says, we have to leave our country, we have to leave our home, we have to leave our houses. It is definite that we have to go on, that we have to continue or change the places. Concerning that, there are two subdivisions. One subdivision is to analyze my own mind stream, or the mind stream of oneself, and the other subdivision is to analyze, to apply that on the mind stream of others. So first we analyze our own mind stream, Rinpoche says the mind and the body, and then we apply it to that of others.
Tina tene rang dose ne tala june bo de pa wan cha ne ba ma ba yin ba ti se no te rang de ne kang yin ba ti ti sim chi mang bo la pin to pa ma la pain talk per melange, I got him. Take a gym. Dot
Sam.
Rang Dot Sam. Mala pain talk.
Since we don't have the ability to abide at one place, when it happens that we leave our house or that we have to leave our house or our place, then we should leave. This will be of benefit for others, and it has a great meaning that we change or go.
Tela tangbo nende tar gonten cheba gomba tang. Chebe. Cheben tenyi gomba tang. Cheba rang yin am tenyi kang yin ba gomba tang. Sen ze roba. Sen ze ba am se roba tsor gomba tang. Darbar gomba. Nyin hi la soba tang. Cheta darbar tsor la samba am gomba.
The first point was to analyze one's own mind stream, that one of mind and of body, which again is divided into four subdivisions. The first subdivision is to meditate about death. The second one is to meditate about the characteristics of death. Or one could also say the characteristics or the nature of death. The third subpoint or subdivision was to meditate upon the exhaustion of this life. And the fourth one is to meditate about separation. That means that in the end we will be separated from both friends and enemies.
Dan jikting der, jikting je kam der, ngatun jikting je kam, sakong jikting la nege yore, jikting je kam de nila, yun rengbor mado, yun rengbor dego mare. Seman pinche don rogo ba yin yam do sambao. Ta jeva sema pinche don rogo re. Ngatun hiena jeva sema re, tia sema sema se de rembe, tene dogo yore ta. Tan Yeah.
The first point was the meditation about death. Here one has to think, we won't stay a long time on this world, but again and again we will have to leave. So it will never happen. We are here on this world, on this globe, on this earth, and it won't happen that we stay here for a long time. It will, on the contrary, happen that again and again we will change our place of rebirth.
Tening ato tanda ting tata wu mebe namka tongu ying la nebe ting da wu mebe sakong ting la de yere ina yang jen rungpo dega mare sakong ying da la nukre ting ato desa sakong de la simjinam deva deva Sintinam, Dini, Devar Nepa, Hever Nepa, Yang Mananta, we are cutting by you. Sat the young Sintin, so Devachi by your coat. The new Mananta Sagong Dini Dogre.
Now we live on this globe, on this earth, which actually has no ends and no middle, where there is no up and no down in this earth or globe in this space. We live here, but we won't live here for a long time. At one point, we will leave and we will go to a next world or to a next globe. But still, at the point when we are leaving, we should make aspirational prayers that this globe where we are staying on now, that the sentient beings who live on that may be happy, that they may live in peace. So at that point when we leave, still sentient beings should continue being happy and living in peace. Now if we want to go to a different planet, we need to go either in a rocket or an airplane, and it will take a long time to reach another planet. But at that time, when we give up all our skandhas, then it will just need a second or an instant to reach the next world, to reach another planet.
Dake, so then in che. So said the Ludan same Jerevan Zimbe. So go long jig over a long tower. What they chain and so general. Matu, so then they say. So they say, so good no, but long is no, but the zone over it, and so say no. So in che, Lucem Jen Jereva, Jerevan Zimbe, so then che. Ung then and ga, oak said the oak the canon is an under. Jobe ogdere. Nadan kani jobe ogdere. Ogdenen ga, ogde, tandang aso ogjodo ogden ga dogre. Lunden, lunde kandere. Lunden roi number jote. Te tatang aso lu, lute, zupo yapo, zipo, yepdan kado yapo kandeti inaya. Then roi number chad over it, and ye the momba. Yep dukya, kado dukya chagre. Roi number jo. Same the candera, same then ye hela parincham gupain. Luke becaps the same joint head over Mare, number Sanje Velola, Jewang Mapsi, Yubesena, that same thing as you same then, same this is the ranga same day, not you same day. Yenda hela, Jigdin to come Yenda hela, Jigdin to come Della Chena, long by Yenda to La Pancham go here. ติกเซนงาซอเลเจวังเกไดลงบาลันชัมชัมซิกเรตาดนีจิลงบาลันชัมโกโยมาเรดาลาชาดังเซปตบเจไดลงบาลันชัมซิกเยเรพานชัมกุบายอีญัมตุซัมชัมซิเจเตรางวะเมปันโรกุบาชาบาลันชัมโกมาซอลงบานดาวเจนารังกะลงบาลาตาตเจวาลังเดบายนะเตเนยังตักปาเรมะตาบามาเร
The second point was the characteristics of death, as one, for example, describes also the characteristics of fire. One would say the characteristics of fire is that fire is hot and burning. So here now it describes the characteristics of death. It says, my life force exhausts. It's the first characteristic. And speaking of life force, there is one kind of wind or prana in our body that keeps our mind and body together. This is called the life wind or the prana of the life force. And at the end, when we are dying, this life force will just be exhausted and won't have any energy anymore and won't keep mind and body together anymore. This is the first characteristic of death. The second characteristic is that the breath stops. Here breath means the air which we breathe in through and out, in and out through our mouth or through our nose. At death it will stop. The third characteristic is this body will become a corpse. Rinpoche describes this body, now that we are living, it has a nice, beautiful appearance, which has a beautiful color, and it's strong, and it's energy. And after death, it will change into a corpse with a bad color, unpleasant to look at, no energy at all. That is the third characteristic of death. And the fourth characteristic is that this mind will go to another place. In Buddhism, one speaks of that the mind has a continuum which is not cut at death, because this mind is going from a previous life to this life to the next life. So there is some kind of mind which continues. And here it speaks of that it has to go to another place. Saying to go here means it has no really power by itself to decide where it goes. It is driven to another place. It is driven by the power of karma. And Rinpoche says it might be possible that by the power of karma we are driven to a place which is full of enemies only. It cannot only be possible that we just are reborn in places where there are only friends, then this would again become permanent. But since also friends and enemies change under each other, or friends change into enemies and enemies into change, there will never be a place where there are only friends. That would be permanence. So therefore, we change places. Sometimes there are enemies, sometimes these are places of friends. No place, anyway, is permanent. That shows no place is permanent. That means no place does have any essence within itself. Nowadays it happens that in many countries people are fighting for the benefit of their country. But from the Buddhist point of view, this is not necessary, because it is by the power of karma that we are reborn in the country, or that the country changes. And it is not by the power of the people that the country can change. Nowadays in this world, many changes are happening, but all these changes, according to the Buddhist tradition, are changes due to karma. These changes are not created by any creator god, they are not made by demons, and also these changes are not absolutely natural without any causes and condition. But these changes are made by karma. These changes are made now and by karma, and they will be made by karma also in future. And it is not by the humans that the humans are creating these changes.
Kasang ne tereng par de kasang ne tereng par la hyakpo chik song de ただね、たてね、ただ、ただペン、ただ、ペンラ、でパドラのその人。ちなみにそっち行くんとこ。ペンラ。ええ、ただペンラでパドラ。ペンラやれ。でパドラの、たてね、たてがそう、たんぼんぞんばんに、たんだパド。
The third point was the meditation about how life gets exhausted or how life is finishing. Rinpoche was just reading. It says, this certainty, because life ebbs from moment to moment, means that life continually passes away and so approaches death. No, wrong one. Concentrated attention to life as it draws to its end is the thought that a year has just passed and a month gone by. That since yesterday a day has lapsed, that now a moment has just passed, and that in this way life becomes shorter every second. That was it.
さあ、そう。さあ、そう。てめちょばれてもてれそう。レレプソン。さあ、ちょせんべちょばれんじょばれ。にちんでばよんめばちんでたどくんじょりひん。のんばくいに。よんみな。だったんちゃわちんまじょ。だたぼだんらわんちゃわちんまじょって。たんじょぷんちんどくれさんばれ。 제비 您先得把用没把，得把没把的，他全面的，全部用到我里家了。全部的门面都是给几张得个嘛的，得把没把。现在大多可以交的，我最没有钱的，最大的钱都可以直接的，可把娘着个的，这给这个娘着个的，谁着个的？侬把贵的用没呢？用没呢？ Te tse koi song na yang, so nuya yon na digendo, bena, chumin rao panna marka se song na nungi lukendo. Gatin rao in a petro se song na yang, luki lukendo. Ten rao, tse la, nuya ma luya me vare. Nuya ba, nyam song a te, nung de pa, nyam so se van rao. Nuya ba, koi ni gi ni, yue pa me na. Yoba menende, koini yumina. Then nari to the chitkari.
Yoba mepa.
Yoba mina. Noba koini yoba mina, yomare. Dakan cheva junsin tis and a data when cheva chi major. Tintin chigre. He had a ta joku chigre sambo. Then joku chigre somebody, chudro the chair to somebody. Chuma don't know joku chigre some of the pingaman. Yoga and the other.
There's a quotation from the Bodhisattva Charyavatara, which says, Without waiting day or night, this life is continuously on the losing side. And while the reminder while the remainder decreases and its very existence comes to naught, why should people like myself not die? Rinpoche says, day and night never stay or never continue to stay. It's going on and going on. That is a reason why everything is passing. All this life is passing. It's going on and on. It never stays. It is because the life is going on and never stays, it is that the life in length will decrease. It is impermanent and will become shorter and shorter. We will approach our death. And in the end, it will be exhausted. That is like a butter lamp, for example. A butter lamp, each moment, it approaches closer to this its end. Each moment it comes closer to its exhaustion. When the butter of the butter lamp is exhausted, then the whole flame will be at end. The same in a car, for example. If the petrol in the car will be exhausted, then the car will stop and cannot go anymore. In that way, also, this life is going on and going on and coming closer to its exhaustion. And since that is going on with the life, then there shouldn't be any reason why I myself also should not die. That means definitely I myself will also die. With a butter lamp, one could go on putting or adding some more oil or some more butter, and then the flame would continue. And with a car also, one could go and put some more petrol, and the car would go on working. But this cannot do with our own life. Our own life is just continuing from moment to moment further to its exhaustion. And there's no reason why I myself should not die. And I will definitely die. Rinpoche says, in Buddhism one also says, I should think of that one will quickly die. If one thinks of that one will quickly die, then this will enhance one's effort, the effort to practice the Dharma. If you're not a Buddhist, then there is no reason to think that I will quickly die. Then you could just leave this thought and enjoy yourself. But from a Buddhist point of view, you should also think that you will quickly die, because then it will force you to practice the Dharma. Now we will recite this verse from the Bodhisattva Charyavatara. Yes. Without waiting day or night, this life is continuously on the losing side. And while the remainder decreases, and its very existence comes to naught. Naught means nothing, I think. Once more. And while the remainder decreases, and its very existence comes to naught, Why should people like myself not die?
Tata yepe, tata ngaranzuli yepe, tata dali yepe, nyender, nyender zahi, nyendo yang sigre, nyendo tang, norze tang, norze lonju tang, norze tang, jubze tang, lonju chikware, lula sope. Narangso rang lula sope, zipoche, zichembo, zipoche, zichi de carchembo, rang carchembo, zeban de namdang, de da namdang yang, da ta don rosu moyonte, tu ta don roya yo marata, sosu dogre, monte, nyor don rava yendo nyamdo, nyor don rava yeno nyamdo sambao, nyor don dragre samgogo, sambao, oya.
The fourth point was the meditation about separation. Here one has to think that one's own friends and relatives won't continue but will separate. Rinpoche gives several synonyms for friends and relatives. And not only one's friends and relatives will separate, also one's possessions, one's wealth. Anything that one has accumulated with this body, anything that is important for this body, any valuables which are important for this body, none of that will continuously stay, but is forced to go. One should think that any of such things will separate and that they will separate quickly.
Tene pena nyidro tang matang matangam na tangam kem tang king dabutina matapa ya putina tumbo chagre tumbo muyon bate Matang Nandang Sola, Matemba Mambu Jabate, Takpari Kemba Latin, and Matemba Jagre. Matapati Apotina, the name Matapan Jokun Rogari, Higre, Susan Rogari, to two tongue and two bosom in his Ambassam Mutana, then to which I will.
For friends and relatives, or for families and couples, it is very important to meditate or to think about impermanence. Then this family will be an harmonious family. They won't quarrel. Because it is just because we think the family is something permanent that we are not in harmony with each other. When we just think about short times, then we are not in harmony with each other. If we are aware of that we will separate anyway, that we might quickly separate, then this will cause a more harmonious feeling within families and relations.
Tamche porte che gopa dak te dharma hine. Tamche se du ni nyende jose longju tamche porte bro gopa dak te dharma hine. Tene di yugane ta te dharma hine tak pari khenpa wanga. Tene dekwa naso sakpa laso ko se gina yubai.
There's another quotation from the Bodhisattva Charyavatara. It says, should I not have known that, I would have to give up everything and depart from hence.
Samasom.
No, indicated it's only happened. In the Tibetan, it's turned around. It starts with it is necessary to give up all one's wealth and possessions. And then the first line is coming, if I don't know that. So Rinpoche says there is a necessity to give up everything, what is what you accumulated, wealth and riches and everything is necessarily given up. And then the next line says, this is what I have to know. And Rinpoche says, when it is only a part of a quotation, a part of a stanza, so the stanza would then go on saying something like, if I know that, or if I don't know that, then due to clinging to permanence, I will otherwise continue negativity. So it's just a part of a quotation.
Yang na cheva gotro gotsor do gomte, tan cheva gomsor yindare. Gotro gotsor do gomte, da ngipar che tindin che gire ta.
Now follows another way of how to meditate on death. It is a meditation in nine parts, which first of all is divided into three main parts. The first main part is, I will definitely die. The second main part is, the time of death is uncertain. And the third main part is, there's nothing that can accompany me when I'm dying.
Namchicha
For example, the second point when it says the time of death is uncertain. No, in Japan there was this horrible earthquake where thousands of people were dying, and none of them were kind of thinking that or were aware of that it is now time to die. None of them knew that it was the time to die. So this is an example for that the time to die is uncertain. It just comes, happens in an instant. The first main subdivision of this ninefold division was I will definitely die. And this is now divided into three. It gives three reasons why one will definitely die. If somebody says you will definitely die, you have to have reasons for that. So here they are given three reasons. The first reason is because there was none before who did not die. Rinpoche says anybody everybody who is born on this world will die, and there was no person to whom this did not happen in previous times. So also I will die. The second reason is this body is composite, therefore it will die. When we die, it is the body which will be destroyed, and this body is composite or composed of the four elements. It is composed of flesh and blood. It is just drawn on due to the power of karma. So in the end, it will be destroyed. And the third reason is this life is exhausting moment by moment. Like a butter lamp, when a butter lamp is burning, then the butter is exhausting moment by moment. The same is with our life, it is coming, it is exhausting moment by moment. One can use a Tibetan logical argument to prove that this life, that one will definitely live. That one will definitely die. This is a form of a so-called taljur, a logical argument, where you say, given myself, I will definitely die because there was nobody before who did not die, and because the body is composite, and because this life is exhausting moment by moment.
The Jumtin Som, the Ta Jumtin Tinsik Som, the Jeper Hebala, Tela Nar Mahepa, Luba, maybe Neber Javane, Sopon Tavian Ki, Harney, Sopon Tayang, the Sopon Pavo, the Jebare, samonten tori na chin lala mahewa gahi chuje thoam tusaonte tetsonsa sai ting dang onten tori samonte tori je ne na dangbo chin lala gahi mahewa gahi chuje gahi chuje thoam Make a musun toam, young nave to some. Tuna Cherang, Marangan chicks and chicken marissa, Tetson sagre. Tether maybe send a Tetson sago, Marie, he grits away. He's also, yeah.
Now each of these three reasons will be explained in detail. The first reason was there was nobody before myself who did not die. Therefore, I will definitely die. It gives a quotation here by the teacher Asva Gosha. Rinpoche says, in Tibetan it's called Lopen Tayang. Rinpoche says this is the same as who is sometimes also quoted here as Lopen Pawo. He says, it is doubtful whether you will hear or see anyone who did not die, who had been born, either on earth or in the heavens. Nor here on this planet, in the earth, neither in the, on this planet here on the earth or in other realms, there is nobody who was born but did not die. So it says here there's nobody who can hear about such a person, who has seen such a person, or who knows about such a person. There is no doubt that anybody will die, therefore also I myself will die.
Tina Jumtin Tina Transong Jumturji Munhi Padame Padadamba Namjang Cheva Sabso Trusatang Tarsa mani ba tam chen chewa yinde. Okor ta chemu te tar yang. Transong chenpo nga ngun hi kala jang ring rova yang. Kang na choyo rin che me bar sa ten rova ra mani su chi song. Transong chenpo ngun hi nga tan ten ba. Nam kala jang ring ton rova nam kala mporto ba. Te nam chang kang na. Chewa Kangna Joyun Chemiba Teda Namkala Janim do Rova Namjang Chava Mepe Sabso ten Romanipare Transong Chembungan King Adan Demba Namjang Chava Mepe Sabso ten Romanipada Chim Macheva Tamina Matu Karsen and Machu.
It continues in the text saying, thus all the sages of old who had magic powers and infinite supernatural knowledge, they had to die without having found a place of refuge where there is no death or where liberation might be obtained. To say nothing of people like ourselves. There is a quotation which quotes the same. It says, the great sages with their five kinds of miraculous knowledge, though they were able to walk far in the sky, could not go to a place where there is no death. So also this sages who had miraculous powers like flying in the sky, they were not able to fly to some place where they could escape death. They were not able to fly to a place where there is no death. So Rinpoche says, what about us then if they couldn't?
Kulu Kulu Torna Kulu Torwam Dorwa Dorguna Okurta jimangatum jumagvare.
In the same way, not only these sages, but all those Aryas who dwell on the bhumis, like the pratyekas, like the ahats of the pratyekas and of the shravakas, they also, in the end, have to give away their bodies, not to mention ourselves.
Tetarian Keto Jupe Tomle Dole Kayan Ran Sanje Nam Dang Sanje Nam Jinin Tuchang Kulun Den Pong Zena Jevo Parpa Michigun de Pachichin, Jevo Parpa Michigun Titenda Kayan Rang Kongeton Dadi Chipare Rang Sanje Nam Dang Sanje Namje Loma Nin Tu Pakpa Namjang Kulun Jode Kulupang Pangwam Heguna Jevo Parpata Memagubare Pungbunde Hindu.
This is quoted from in the Udana Varga Chedu Jipitsom. It says somehow the same, saying, when even the Pratyeka Buddhas and the Shravakas of the Buddha had to give up their bodies, what about ordinary people? So even the Pratyeka Buddhas and the students or the disciples of the Buddha, the Shravakas, they also had to give up their body. So not to mention ordinary people. So also we ourselves, our own body will dissolve in the end.
Titanda dona nindu drajomba da ranja drajomba namjang zimtrungu yida demba namjang nyangin de somore ngatso yang tending chigre jupu chigre ta cheba kapsu kondu chido kokdo tenda bolo.
To summarize what that means, also the arhats of the Shravakas and the arhats of the Pratyekas, they had many abilities and they had many different powers, but still in the end they had to pass away. So we ourselves also, we will die in the end, we ordinary beings. So we should think about that we will die in the end.
Sin Zangbu Sumjo Tang Bezi Zangbu Jeju Jemba Kuntin Bi Jemba Dorji Rangin Tabiyang Kulun Joguna Kulun Jogore Yagore Tumo Nanzordo Okur Nato Tachimi. Ya
Sen Zang Posum Chusoni Peje Jechogi
Pezi Zang Pujicha
Soni Jicha. Not only that, but also the perfect Buddha, he had to give up his Nimanakaya. The perfect Buddha who was endowed with the 32 major marks and the 80 minor marks, he also passed into Nirvana, he also passed away. Then not to mention ourselves.
Tetaria Lopon Pavichani, Lopon Mumatavian de Chipare. Chini Sanje Namjokon, Sintan Pesi Chijembe. Dorji Koyan Matan, Nanchukin Yimbo Minda, Lujin Yinla Tachimu. Chini Sanje Namje Ko Sanje Chini Pepa Namje Ko Chin Zangbo Sonyi Da Pezi Chin Da Pezi Ji Jembe Dorji Koyang Mata Na Mata Te Nyangin Linde Na Chukheng Tabo Chukheng La Nangla Nyingbo Mepa Tabo Chukheng Nyingbo Mepa Tandrabe Lujin Simjin Yinda Tajimu, Yuma Gubare, Tapumbu Hindu.
There's another quotation of Lopan Pawo, who's the same as was mentioned before, Asvaghosha, saying, when even the body of the Buddha, the Vajrakaya, adorned with the major and minor marks, is transitory, what can one say about other embodied people whose bodies are without solidity like weeds? So in the same way as the body of the perfect Buddha, which is a Vajra body, which is adorned with the 32 major marks and the 80 minor marks, also this Vajra body is impermanent. It says it is like, in Tibetan it says chushing, he translates it as weeds. Usually it is a plantain tree which has no essence in the middle, which is empty in, or hole in the middle, in the stem. So therefore it says, it is like this plantain tree which is without any essence. So what not to mention about the body of others? Rinpoche says, then if this Vajra body is essenceless, then also our body is without essence and will dissolve in the end.
That
was now an explanation of the first reason, which gave a reason for why one will definitely die, namely because there was no one before who did not die. Now the second reason for why one will definitely die is that because this body is composite. It says, anything which is composite is impermanent, and all phenomena which are composite are subject to destruction. So also our body is composite or composed of causes and conditions, therefore it is also impermanent and subject to destruction.
Tina Junti Tisena Lunde Dumase Mayken Lunde Dumase Mare Duze Mbatisena Meta Tingiparcho Takpa Mare Nepatri Kingdogri.
It gives a quotation from the Udanavarga. It says, alas, everything composite is transitory, subject to birth and death. Rinpoche was just reading that. Therefore, since this body is not non-composite, it is transitory, and there is certainty of death. So also our body is composite, it is not non-composite, and therefore one will definitely die.
Himalaya re zarpo ngoni chom baba. Reskin the Zabung on the Chumba on the Kitchik Tandoya, your mother Tandore, Tetandau, Dampamantang, Reserchi Chundavore. So sentry per tum Tumba Yendo Tanda, Nibatin Kahi, Tene, Sigure, Sia, the Saber Sacha, the Latin Sego, so is a la triper tumba de Combare po yendo, so is a tan yendo, tumba yendo. Se nyor dun dawa yinu, se keji keji ke se endo gari. Ya. Ya putu.
The third reason why one will definitely die is that this life is coming closer to exhaustion moment by moment. There are three examples for how this life is coming closer to exhaustion moment by moment. The first example is the example of a skillful person who shoots an arrow. It is a very skillful and very strong person who shoots an arrow. The second example is the example of a river or a waterfall which falls down from a steep mountain. Rinpoche says a mountain like those mountains in the Himalayas, they are very high and steep. The waterfall falling from that. And the third example is the example of somebody who is brought to his place of execution. In some countries they still execute people, and this person has to be brought to its place, to the place of execution, so which with each step this person will come closer to death. So in this way also death comes closer moment by moment to its exhaustion. The life comes closer moment by moment to its exhaustion.
Give a top chin ye, dampaman in, dampana, panangla, namka tumba la, ye chick the kitchens and the dogamari dogre, the yag and neva yamari dogre. Deepest sauce on your don robata, kangdom pana and tea sauce on dogre. Robata, say young kitchens and mudobar, your don chava yino. El dekiko.
The first example is explained in detail. It says, when a skillful and strong person shoots an arrow, this arrow will not abide for an instant at the same place in space. The arrow is going through the space, but there is not a single instant where it will stay on in the empty space. But it will continuously and quickly go to the direction of where it was aimed to. In the same way, this life does not abide for a single instant, but is quickly going or approaching death. Rinpoche says we don't need a commentary on that.
Tetariyang, penna chivatsar chinje, titsikere chivatsar chinje, Joy lying, sir, and de la parino.
Dilla lie.
Joy lessage that you die, you taquat in sir. Joy latin and da curva. You latin and da curva and dampava. Mudu disar nord the same. Da de mudu bar kang jabasal and nord kang mudu disar kang jabasal and nord the singer. Madam say and take in his own soul. Oh, yeah.
There is another quotation saying, just as an arrow shot by a skillful archer, as soon as he has pulled the string, does not wait but quickly reaches its target. So also is the life of men. So it states the same thing, as soon as the arrow is shot then it won't abide for a single moment, but it will quickly reach its aim in the same way as our own life. This we have to recite. Just as an arrow shot by a skillful archer.
Archer. Hindi ke mara archer.
Archer. Just as an arrow shot by a skillful archer, as soon as he has pulled the string, does not wait, but quickly reaches its target? Target. Does not wait, but quickly reaches its target. So also is the life of men. Just as an arrow shot by a skillful archer, as soon as he has pulled the string, does not wait but quickly reaches its target, so also is the life of men. Just as an arrow shot by a skillful archer, as soon as he has pulled the string, does not wait but quickly reaches its target, so also is the life of men. Just as an arrow shot by a skillful archer, as soon as he has pulled the string, does not wait but quickly reaches its target, so also is the life of men.
Yang pe ni ba rezer ju ngi ni chom ba pa ti tar chi chang chung ze chang chang mu do par ju pa tar chot de jung ro ta ma che yang do do ma to pa do tho ku ma re la do do ma to pa la par sar wa yin de tar yang de pa ram bu chi to le do yi che de de tro ta pro po ta tro ta chen de nyon ro de Sendene, nyordun rogre, rote, kandiz rogdo. Rezer, rezer chota, jo rona. Rezer chota, jo rana, jokwan rova tang rana. Sipi chevo mihite, sipa sosu chevo mongwa nam jete ha magone. De makam kamri don, kere wangi doa. De kamri gita. Menke lon ju. So, the people who are not going to be able to do this,
The second example was the example of the waterfall which was falling down from a steep mountain. Also, a waterfall falling down from a steep mountain does not rest for a single minute, but it continues falling. In the same way, our own life, it does not rest, we are not able to stop it. That is very clear. Again, there is a quotation, this time from a sutra. Oops. It's the Mahasannipatara. Mahasannipataratna Ketudarani. Dupa Rinpoche top. It says, friends, this life passes quickly. It is the rapid stream of a turbulent waterfall over a steep cliff. The fool, not recognizing this, stupidly lets himself be fooled by the sense objects. It addresses the friends. It says, this life is going quickly, like a waterfall which falls down quickly from a steep mountain. And it says, the ordinary beings are stupid in that they don't know that life is passing by. They are like crazy, or Rinpoche says, as if one were drunk. And being crazy like that, in arrogance, they amass possessions. This we also have to recite. It is a quotation from the sutras. It is very blessed. It says, friends, this life passes quickly.
This life quickly. Yeah.
It is the rapid stream Maybe we should make it short if we have to sing it. So I say, it is the rapid stream of a waterfall over a cliff. The fool, not recognizing this, stupidly lets himself be fooled by the sense objects. Once more. Friends, this life passes quickly. It is the rapid stream of a waterfall over a cliff. The fool, not recognizing this, stupidly lets himself be fooled by the sense objects.
Stupidly lets himself be fooled by Yang chom le jang do long re. Cholong chenpo jun yin do sem do ban do war jo. Cholong chenpo cho chenpo te kaya yo mare do gre. Te yin do re song. Ki song so. Ya.
Another quotation from the Udana Varga. It says, like the current of a great river, never turning back, it moves on. So our life is the same as the great river. You cannot stop a great river. It will continuously go on. The third example is the example of the one who is brought to the place of his execution. It says, the third example means that we are like a prisoner being led to a place of execution, who with every step comes closer to death. There is another quotation from a sutra, Papa Jenshin Gidu. It says, just as a prisoner being led to a place of execution, with every step comes nearer to death. In the same way, it is ourself.
Yang chomji longdo chomli pennang ne par soe pa ta gomba gang dang gang bor soe pa chongdo nye pa ta manam so jang te yinu ten dewa gogumadwa.
Another quotation from the Tsum, Udana Varga. Just as people who are about to be executed, with every step they make, draw closer to the execution, so also is the life of men. This we have to recite also. Just as people who are about to be executed, just as people who are about to be executed, with every step they make, draw closer to the execution, so also is the life of men. Once more, just as people who are about to be executed, with every step they make, draw closer to the execution, so also is the life of men.
Bye.
That was the end of the explanation of the three reasons which were given for that we will die definitely. Tomorrow there will be three reasons for why the time of death is answered. Those who study Tibetan, it's very good if they work with these quotations from the sutras, that they translate it word by word and study them.
Gewande yeje ukun sunam yeze tozun sunam yeze tamba gönyen dobarjo mönjölem bokuyu tajizo yela dukçu sungi taşı dada dönme tukyu tajizo jarve kusum doji taşı so nendirin yemo dele tindele yeme kongyan dele
Nimzen Tatu Delepa, Kuncho Sum Gita Shishu.